Welcome back to Community Connections. We're just going to have to make a change here. John, can you move over to that big microphone? There's something wrong with number two. So if you can do that, we'll see how that goes. All right. Sorry about that, but one of the microphones seemed to be playing up. We're still with Community Connections. Sorry about that last hour, but we played a bit of music for you. Unfortunately, as I say, Cindy McLeish was in an area where we just couldn't get her on the phone. But anyway, as we do every hour, we change direction, and this time we're going to talk to John. Now, John's a big honcho. He's the president down at the museum there in Yarra Junction. And, of course, the reason why we want to talk to them coming up on the 14th and 15th of March, which is only about 3 weeks away, is a great crank-up. So, first of all, welcome, John.
Thank you.
Hang on, that's not... We've still got a problem.
Didn't work.
Now talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, now we're in business.
Got it.
Righto. First of all, what got you involved with the museum, John?
Well, I'd been going there on and off because of Crank Up.
Yep.
And as that...
So what? Why did you go to Crank Up?
I was with the Draft Horse Club.
Right.
The Heritage, and we were doing displays there.
Yep. What got you into draft horses in the first place?
I used to show them.
Oh, did you?
Yes, yeah.
So you've obviously got your own.
I did have. Oh. I haven't now.
Yep.
Because of physical constraints, so...
Yep.
Yep.
So, pardon me, but you weren't involved with the museum then. You just went to their open days
the draft horses. That's correct, yeah. But so, I knew quite a few of the people there. I then got approached because they were looking for someone and they said, do you want to be the president?
And you thought, I'll give this a go.
I'll give it a go.
John, one of the things that, and I just briefly mentioned this off before we came on air, that I've interviewed people like Mont Delancey, and now we're going to talk about your organisation. There are people in the Yarra Valley that don't even know it exists, isn't there?
That's correct, yes. Yep.
People will drive down to Melbourne to look at some old museum without realising what a gem they've got up at the old railway station.
That's right, exactly. But you find there's a lot of people are moving out that to the Yarra Valley.
Yep.
But come the weekend, they all disappear and head back to town where they actually lived prior.
Yep.
And they miss out on us and just what we've got.
Now, one of the things, and we're going to talk a lot about Crank Up because that's why we're really here, but, you've got such a diverse there. I mean, I love old radios and old telephones, and you've got all those in rooms, but you've got everything, haven't you? Like, you don't just have one or two of anything, and you don't have just three or four different items, do you?
No.
You cover everything down there.
Yeah, we do, yes. Yeah, from where the ticket sales were,
yep,
that whole area is around the townships like Yarra Junction, Wesburn, Warburton, East Warburton, and all those that heading out. Then you come down to a fire brigade room where there's a hose reel on display,
right,
and different artefacts about the fires. Then you've got the old Shire table.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which came out of their office. You've then got the First Nations people. You've then got Robert Hoddle. You then go down further, you've got a book room. If you go down further, you've got our main office, and then you've got virtually a classroom set up,
yep,
where there's old school desks and people coming in and saying, hey, I used to sit in these, but I don't fit now.
We're probably all in the same boat. John, over what sort of period has the museum been collecting all these items?
It goes way back. We've just done 60 years.
As a museum?
Yes.
Now, yeah. 60 years ago...
As the original Historical Society... and they were collecting artefacts, and they were looking. They originally did it at Warburton.
Because I'm going to say to you, they wouldn't have been in the railway station 60 years ago, would they?
No.
Yeah.
No. Then the railway station became vacant.
Yep.
And they put in an application to get it.
Yep.
And then they thought they would take the station to Newport.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. But then they decided, no, can't do that. And then the people got wind of it and said, hey, we'd like to be able to do it. So they sent a letter to the Secretary of the Railways and they got the lease.
Because that would have been a terrible waste to knock it down and move it, wouldn't it?
That's right, yes.
And it would have been a real asset taken out of what where it was built. That's where it should have stayed.
Well, it wasn't originally built there. It came from Lilydale.
Did it?
Yes.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it was the original Lilydale station. And then when they put the railway through to Warburton, they pulled it down and rebuilt it at Yarra Junction.
So they actually pulled it right down, like they didn't cut it up like they do with houses.
No, because a lot of it, there's brickwork and everything, so, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's terrific. So really, that station has got a real history for this area, isn't it?
Oh, it has, yes.
Yeah. And it would have been... Why would they want to take it to Newport?
Some display of some sort, I believe.
That would have been... Because it didn't have any history with
Newport. No, there was no connection with it.
It just wouldn't have been any good at all.
Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic place, and I think the fact that you've got so many other things... in the place, you know, some museums specialise in certain things. But
I know, we cover a big gambit.
John, are you still getting people bringing along stuff that you look at and say, yeah, we really want that?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. In fact, we had some the other day.
Did you?
A man came in with a rather large board and it had diagrams of... The sidings for the railways and also the loading dimensions.
Did it?
Yeah.
I suppose, like some people have collected this over the years, haven't they?
They have.
And then all of a sudden, either that person's died or they think, when I pass on, the kids are going to chuck all this stuff out the bin.
That's the main thing, yes. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was talking to somebody actually before I came here at midday about something else altogether, and we were saying then, if you've got anything that you think is valuable or that somebody else should have, you need to make sure your kids know it, because your kids will walk in and think, oh, a lot of this is rubbish, and throw it out. Well, they will.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they'll say, I don't need this. Yeah, and don't realise the value or the history of it.
Well, yeah, and it might not have a historical... It might not have a dollar value, but historically it could be something that people like yourself really want, can't it?
Yes, yeah.
And I can imagine that. John, I've got to take a quick break. We're going to talk all about Crank Up, because that's why we're here. But, look, I've been down to this museum on a number of occasions and had a look around... And a lot of people might not even know it's there. John, when are you open to the public?
We're open on Wednesdays and Sundays from 10 till 4.
Every Sunday?
Yes.
Sounds good to me. So,
except if there's a dramatic fire around or something like that.
Can understand that. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk to more about it. Have a piece of paper and pencil ready at about 2:50, because John's going to give you all the details, how to buy your tickets and all that for Crank Up.
It's gonna be bright.
Now, I'm talking to John, and we're going to be start talking about Crank Up, which is coming up in March. Apart from Crank Up, even on the other Sundays or Wednesdays, well, don't go on a Wednesday because I'd rather you listen to me, but anyway, on a Sunday or a Wednesday, go down there to Yarra Junction to the museum. Look, it is just fantastic. But all right, John, we've had Mr. Excited in last, probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he's telling me he's going to have a car show Crank Up. So on the Saturday, the 14th of March, apart from the old cars, what else will be on, John?
There's going to be quite a bit of... There's going to be a children's zone.
Yep.
We've got a jumping castle. We've got a ring toss where they've got spikes out of a inflatable and you throw the rings over that.
Oh, yeah.
Then there's tic-tac-toe with the old noughts and crosses.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also a Velcro hatchet throw.
Velcro hatchet?
So you can throw your hatchet and it doesn't hurt anyone. It just sticks on the target.
Sticks on the thing.
Yeah.
So that's for the young people.
That's then a bit further down, we've got a lady with Australian animals. She'll have them on display.
Oh, yeah.
There's donkey rides that'll be there for the kids.
Terrific.
But then you get to the bigger adult stuff, where there's a stationary hay baler, the working draft horses.
Are they still coming, even though you're not involved? You still have the draft horses?
Oh, yes, they'll still be there.
Yeah.
Because I'm involved with them as their vice president.
Blimey, you're wearing plenty of hats.
So they'll be there. There's going to be food stalls. There's going to be an area which we're going to open up as a picnic area.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And because the whole thing down there, it's like a parkland with trees. And
oh, it's terrific, isn't it?
It's old hill out the back.
Yeah. So apart from that, like you're obviously going to have... Do you do Devonshire Tees?
Yes, Red Cross will be.
Yeah, I thought you did.
On both days.
My man, that... Those ladies from Red Cross, they really come up with some mean scones on their Devonshire Tees.
They use an old recipe, apparently, and it's really great.
Yeah, it's really great. So, but apart from that, then you'll have the car show for the dads that want to go and look at cars?
Yes.
So what else will you have on display on that day?
There's a steam truck coming.
A steam truck?
Steam truck. Yes.
True. How far, do you know where he comes from?
Yarra Glen. Yarra Glen.
That's near enough. How long would it take to get the steam truck from Yarra Glen to Yarra Junction?
It can take a day.
I was going to say, it'd be a very slow trip, wouldn't it?
And then there's a man going to bring over a Crowley steamroller.
Oh, I've seen that one, the big green one. So that must... How long would that... Where does that come from?
He's coming from... where is he? Badger Creek.
Well, that's not too bad, but how long is he going to take?
And he said he's going to meet up with the steam truck and then both come over.
So that'd be terrific.
That'd be a sight to see.
So, I mean, the steam truck would have to take hours to get there, wouldn't it?
It can travel pretty quick.
Can it?
Yeah.
I thought it would have been a very... And do you still have the guy that comes with the old green bus, the old tramways bus?
No.
Oh, that's bad luck. Because one of our presenters, David Oten, who's here on a Saturday afternoon, he's driven that old bus.
Oh, okay.
He knows the guy that owns it, and he's driven that a couple of times.
No, it's one I haven't seen for quite some time.
Oh, that's bad luck. Because you used to be able to get rides on that years ago, I remember that. But anyway... All right, so do you have wood chop? Oh, yes, because
on
the Sunday...
On the Sunday is the wood chop.
So what else? Like, obviously the car show's not there on the Sunday, so the wood chop comes. Is there anything else that comes just on the Sunday?
Yes, there's going to be historic commercial trucks.
That'd be terrific.
And they'll be there. I believe one's coming up from Bayswater Trucks. They've got a couple that they have on display and they're going to bring one up.
Gee, that's terrific. Because, I think we were talking off air a few minutes ago, I mean, there used to be a lot of industry up this way. The timber industry was up here, and so there were heaps of trucks up here.
Yes.
So yeah. It'd be terrific to see some of that stuff up there.
Yes, yeah. One of them could be an old logging truck too.
Gee, that'd be good.
With the jinker on the back, so...
Yeah, they certainly went around some of these little windy roads up in the hills, didn't they, bringing the logs down?
They certainly did.
And... I think it was, there was, on Facebook, you just see some of these old trucks. I don't know how the guys drove them. I mean, they were doing interstate with no sleeper or anything like that, no air conditioning, nothing.
Yep.
They just headed off, and if it was 40 degrees, it was 40 degrees.
That's right. You opened the window, and that was it.
Yeah, and if you wanted to sleep, well, you slept in a hot cabin. There was nowhere to lie down.
Just sleep across the seats.
Yeah.
It was pretty hard, yeah.
A lot of these workers, in all honesty, worked very hard.
I mean, they did.
We think that we work hard now, but compared to some of those guys...
When you look at the timber people and what they did...
Yeah. And I think it's the toilets down in Hillsville. They've got where they used to go in on Sunday night or Monday morning with their week supply on their back... And they'd go in and they'd cut trees right up until Friday lunchtime, and then they reckon that the Hillsville pubs were full of them Friday afternoon.
It wasn't just the Hillsville pubs. Yeah, there was little ones out through Gladysdale and things like that, and they were very popular.
Were they?
Yes.
Well, I guess you've been away for a week. you'd be wanting to do that. Look, I've got to take another quick break and we'll be back more to talk to John. As I said, about 10 to 3, he'll give you the cost and how you can get some tickets. Talking to John, and we're talking about, well, first of all, we've been talking quite a bit about the museum down at Yarra Junction, because It really is a fabulous place, and I've been there a few times. I must say I've paid to get in, so it's not as though I'm doing a free plug. I didn't even know, John, so I've always paid to go, but it's a great spot to go and have a look around, because just it's the stuff that they've got and the range of things. It's not just one or two of each. Maybe the big stuff it is, but the smaller stuff, they've got everything you can imagine, and a terrific range as well. So do yourself a favour and go and have a look. But particularly for this crank up on the 14th and 15th of March, John, just we will give the details again at about 10 to 3 before we have to wind up. But can you pre-buy tickets, or do you just buy them on the day?
No, you buy them on the day.
So do you know how much they are?
Yes, $15 for an adult, $10 concession, and children free.
Children free.
Yep, and the only thing there will be for the children, it'll be a gold coin for the children's zone.
Oh, that's fair enough. Well, for that, they get to play and get to use the equipment and all that stuff,
yes,
too, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So, John, apart from the fact, well, what got you into the draft horses? I'll ask you that first.
I used to show a big Clydesdale stallion.
Yeah, but what? Let's go back one step further than
one
that.
One step.
Why did you show the stallion? What made you decide to get involved with him?
Well, I'd been involved with horses since I've been 18.
Right. As owning them?
As owning them, yes.
And riding them, or just showing them?
Showing and riding.
So what made, let me ask you then, what made you get involved in showing?
It was just a normal transition from riding a horse, and I had a good enough horse to be able to put in the show, and we just went from there.
Right. So how many did you own? Just the one at a time?
No, we had 15 at one stage.
15?
15.
Gee, they'd eat you out of house and home, wouldn't they? I mean, a horse would be expensive to keep, wouldn't it?
It can, nowadays it is, yeah.
Yeah.
But because I could do a lot of my own stuff, my own blacksmithing and raw farrying work.
Right.
And we used to work in with the vets quite well.
I got to ask you then, John, what was your, when you were working, what was your job? Was it involved with animals or what?
No, it wasn't. I was actually a letterpress machinist, a printer.
Oh, nothing to do with the...
No, totally different.
You would have... No, and I don't want to get off the track because we're here to talk about crank up, but you would have noticed a huge difference now in printing, wouldn't you?
Yes,
I guess a lot of people never go near a printer, do they? Because they've got their computer, they've got their own printer and that. But compared to what you were doing, where you had to actually use a type,
all set type.
I mean, it's changed. It's probably changed as much, or if not more, than any other industry. Would you say that?
Yes. Yeah. It's all computerised now.
Yeah. I mean, even a printer, if you want to get something done, they often say, "We'll send us in a thing on the computer, what you want, and we'll take it from there." So obviously, there's nowhere near the setup like you used to have.
No, not now.
Yeah.
No, you can type it out on the computer and send it up and have it done, whereas we used to handset the type.
Yeah. But what was the type? Was it lead?
Yes, lead, tin and antimony.
What's antimony?
It's another metal to make the other a little bit harder, because lead by itself and the tin is a bit too soft and wears, but antimony gives it a bit more hardness.
Oh, right. So... I mean, you wouldn't be allowed to use lead in a situation like
there
that.
There would be restrictions on it now,
All right. So when you decided that you'd for reasons that you had to give up showing the horse, let me go just back one more stage. So when you showed your horse, did you only show it locally, or how far away do you show?
No, I used to go to... various country shows are in Gippsland, out the western side of town.
Did you?
And
have you ever been to the Dandenong show?
Sorry?
Have you ever been to the Dandenong
yes,
show?
Yeah.
Graham Marriott, do you
yes,
know?
Yes, I know Graham, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine. Yeah. Good friend of mine, Graham. He's been in the Clydesdales for many,
oh,
many years.
Oh, he has, yeah. Yeah, the Marriott, whole Marriott family has.
Well, yeah, they've been on farms and all sorts of stuff, haven't they?
That's right.
Anyway, well, we digress. On the Crank Hub, is there a theme this year or is it just come along and have a look?
No, there's no theme. It's just a matter of just come along and have a look.
Yep.
You've got all the old, the Yarra Valley Machinery Preservation Society is going to be there.
Yep.
So,
what sort of machinery do they bring, John?
A lot of stationary engines.
Yep.
Ones that would then drive something else.
Yep. Well, because we forget that even, and I came out of the timber industry, but a lot of them, that was run on steam, like with steam with belts running everywhere, wasn't it?
Yes.
There was no other way of running some of these.
No, that's right. There's no other way of doing it.
Yeah. So that's terrific. And it's terrific that some of that stuff hasn't been lost and wound up on the tip.
Mm, that's right.
Because that can happen too, can it?
Well, Terry will be there with his hay baler, and that runs off another little motor.
Does it?
Yep. But back in the old days, it was pretty hard work, and you used to drag the steam engine in with the horses, and it would be stationary, and that would drive your hay baler or whatever it was, which again was dragged into place by horses.
Yeah, so you couldn't. It's not like today; we just drive up with the tractor and continue driving along, did it? Well, once it was in a spot.
That's right.
You had to bring the hay to width.
And that's why you used to use hay sweeps,
right,
which is a frame with a whole lot of little forks out the front, and that would scoop up the hay, and then you'd take it and you'd roll it over and it would drop it off near the haystack, which was then handed up by pitchfork.
Yeah. I mean, even the farmers of the day, they wouldn't even touch that sort of thing, would they?
Not nowadays.
It's just unbelievable. All right, look, we're going to keep back onto the crank up, although we are still talking about it, straight after this break. Now, John, we were talking very early on about how you get some of this stuff, and unless you're careful, you know, the family will think it's valueless and throw it out. If we've got people listening today and they've got dad or grandpa or have got a whole lot of stuff in their the house or the shed, what sort of stuff are you looking for? I mean, we've got to be careful they don't wind up with a pile of junk. And I know that happens with the Lions op shop here, that sometimes people bring along stuff and really it should go the tip, and all they're doing is transferring the responsibility, getting rid of it to the Lions.
To someone else, yeah.
Which is very unfair. But what sort of things would you be looking for today if someone's sitting there thinking, yeah, Grandpa's got that, and when he passes, we'd donate it?
It could be different tools, like hand saws, chisels, whatever. What you need to do is, essentially, it's the old Upper Yarra Shire where we get the stuff from.
Right. So if it's got some significance to Frankston or Gippsland, it's not really what you want, is it?
No, we won't consider it.
Yep.
So
when you look at something that, I'll say I rock up with something, what's your consideration? If it's just out of the area, do you say, if it's out of that area, do you say, yeah, we want it? Or is there a criteria of
stuff? There is a criteria. Essentially, as I said, it's the old Upper Yarra Shire.
Yep.
If someone's got something from Reefton, it could be documents, could be photographs.
Yep.
Then we will certainly look at it from there.
Because that's the other issue too, isn't it? Because when you talk of a museum, automatically I think, and I guess a number of our listeners do, that it's material, it's something. But very often letters are just as powerful, aren't they?
Yes, yeah.
You know,
that's
old,
right. Old documents and photographs, especially if you've got a name to it.
Yep.
Or name of a person.
John, do you get, if you get letters from during the war to people back here, is that something that you look at, or is that?
That would be something we'd look at, yes.
I'm just trying to give the listeners a bit of an idea of what they could start to look for, because, you know, I remember a story years ago, and I can't even remember who told it to me, but they were saying that they were driving home one night, and this truck had something on the back of it. It wasn't around here. And he stopped the driver and said, where's that going? He said, the tip, it's just rubbish. And the guy said, oh, no, it's not. This is what it is. And he said, the guy said, well, I'm taking the tip. So he paid him a few dollars and he took it. Because not everybody realises the well, it's not so much the dollar value either,
no,
is it?
No, it's where it's from.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things in it.
And some of this stuff is, well, it is irreplaceable, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, totally.
And once it goes to the tip,
it's gone.
It winds up down the
tip.
That's
right, yeah, yeah.
So the hours, let's get talking back to Crank Up, because that's the whole reason you came in, but I still think we need to promote the museum because it's a terrific spot. The hours... And it's the 14th and 15th of March?
14th and 15th of March.
Yep. Between?
10 till 4.
Yeah. So, and it's $15 for an adult, $10 if you're on concession, and children are free, if they want to participate in the other. And we've covered, pardon me, the afternoon tea, the Red Cross. I've lost the word.
Devonshire teas.
Devonshire teas. I reckon they're terrific.
Yes, yeah.
Do you have any other food there, John, other than that?
Yes, we do. There's Babaji's, which is up at Warburton.
Right.
They're southern Indian food.
Yep.
There's another one, Juicy Momo, who has Tibetan food.
Yep.
You've got Mountain Tucker, which has probably more the Aussie type.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be people there with coffee van, hot dogs, slushies, chips, that type of thing.
Have you got any barbecues there?
Yes, we'll be running a sausage sizzle and also small hamburgers.
Oh, gee, that's all right. So, and obviously you buy those. I mean, nobody expects to get meals for free.
No.
And on so on the sausage chisel and the hamburgers, you're running that as an organisation, are you?
Yes.
So yeah. Therefore the profits go back into the museum.
Profit goes back to us, yes.
That's what I was trying to get at. So people, apart from coming up and seeing it, if they buy it, pardon me, if they buy some lunch, they... they also can be helping support.
Also supporting the museum. It's our once a year fundraiser.
Is it?
Mm.
Yeah. And it obviously costs money to run the museum because you've no doubt got a lease and all sorts of things. So how do you raise your funds? Just by the people going in the gates?
No, we do ask for sponsorships and we've had quite a few come through.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, that's good because otherwise... You've get entry fees got to be too high, doesn't it?
That's right.
So yeah. These costs are 15, 10 and the children free. Is that the, I mean, that's for the crank up, but is that always the same fees?
No, for the museum.
Yep.
Adults are 5, concession 3, children are $1.
Oh, right. So and obviously this whole thing is there to raise funds to John, do you ever have to purchase any of the things? Like, does somebody ever come to you and say, look, we've got this, but we want money for it? Do museums pay, or do you say, no, I'm afraid I can't do that?
Well, we try not to, but if it's something we look at, we might consider it.
Yeah, but as a whole, you'd much rather have it donated,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, and most of all, in fact, all our stuff there is donation. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is too, no doubt, like, none of you get paid. It's the same as us. We don't get paid. You don't get paid. So, I mean, it's only fair that the stuff gets donated because, I mean, otherwise you haven't got any money.
That's right.
Yeah. So
with the wood chop, that's all been sponsored by Brett Robbins. He's supplying the logs for the chopping.
Is he? Yep.
So that'll be that's a heavy donation. Because that's a real heavy cost.
Yeah, the costs are on that. Do the so let's go do that. So is a car show on all day Saturday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. or is that only on part of the day?
I think you'll find it'll be from 10 to about 2, because they like to go home and put their feet up.
They are terrible, the car people. Yep. I know they're not. They're a great mob, but I've been to a couple of car shows. Unless you get there early, they all start to go.
That's right.
So what time would the wood chop be on too on the Sunday?
Wood chop starts 10 o'clock.
Yep. And
goes through for most of the day.
It's there most of the day.
Yep.
Some of those guys do terrific jobs with them, don't they?
Yes. Yeah.
Do they... This may not be an appropriate question. Do they do any sculpturing on the day with the wood chop, or do you just have the wood chop?
No, we do have a wood sculptor coming in for the 2 days.
Do you?
Yes.
Because they do some terrific job.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. They just stand back and before you know where they are, it's all done.
They've got an eye for it.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's all done with chainsaws, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, none of them get chisels or anything like that. They just...
No, it's chainsaws or your little hand wheels on grinders and things like that.
It's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah. They do the fine stuff that way.
So they'll be there on both Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, yeah.
I think those guys do a terrific job.
They do.
But so again, I know I keep repeating it, that it's Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and 15th of March. We just need you to go along. But apart from that, apart from you just going along because it is a fundraiser, just bear in mind you're going to have a great day. Pardon me, there'll be plenty on the day. And whatever you want to have a look at, I'm sure it's going to be there. John, I hope it's a fantastic day for you. We just hope the weather's good.
Yeah, well, I've looked at a forecast and it said it's going to be fine, so I'm hoping they're right.
And you're also banking on it being good too, aren't you?
Sorry?
You're banking on it being a good day.
Oh, yes, we're banking on it for sure.
John, I hope it's a terrific day for you. I hope everything goes well. It'll be it's once a year. But apart from that, as I said, it's a great spot to go during the year on a Wednesday or a Saturday and Sunday. No, you said Sunday, wasn't it?
Sunday.
Sundays. Between 10 and 4. I've been down a few times and I'm blown away with all the stuff they've got. John, I hope it goes well for you.
Thank you.
And I wish you well, and we'll talk to you next year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.